Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and my guests today are from the upcoming 5-Minute Film Festival, which is a project that Iowa Big is involved in. We have with us today two students involved in this program, Anna and Jackson. Welcome to the two of you.
Hello.
Great to have you here. And also Nate Pruitt, who is one of the teachers at Iowa Big, and Jason Zbornik, who is with Nexus Entertainment, who has also helped coordinating the 5-Minute Film Festival. Gentlemen, welcome.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, love being here.
Hey, before we start talking specifically about the 5-Minute Film Festival, Nate, I'll start with you,
okay,
since you're faculty at Iowa Big. So for those who, you know, who've been away from this for a while or maybe aren't familiar, tell us to give us the short elevator pitch about what Iowa Big is all about.
So Iowa Big is a program that is shared by College Community School District and Cedar Rapids School District, where the kids spend about half of their school day downtown. We're in the Armstrong building downtown, where they work with community partners like Jason on actual projects that then eventually take place within our community. And in this particular project, Jason came, and I can let you talk about this in a second, but resurrected the 5-Minute Film Festival that got hit by COVID. And these students worked with Jason for the last year, and they're getting their English credit through it and other courses as well. And then they build this really amazing resume item for their futures, and they're in high school. So that's kind of what Iowa Big does for the students and for the community partners.
So the main goal is to get students involved in projects that are, you know, very much real world situations.
Very much so, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Jason, so tell me a little bit about Nexus Entertainment and how the genesis of the Film Fest, and then what the process was for getting it going again.
So again, I am Jason Zbornik. I'm the founder of Nexus Entertainment Arts, and we are a project-based arts organization that started about 20 years ago, working with students in the city. There was a need for those transitional years, like the 15, 16-year-olds to the early 20-year-olds, trying to fill that niche for something for them to do, participate in. And so we founded Nexus Entertainment Arts to do projects based on their interests and needs and the things that we saw that were missing in Cedar Rapids. One of those projects that students came up with a few years ago was the 5-Minute Film Festival. And it went really well, but COVID kind of wiped us out and we're getting back on the horse again. And we presented this project to Iowa Big, and a handful of the students, I think about six of them, came forward and said, hey, this sounds really interesting. And it's been a blast seeing it resurrect and the interest in the city and beyond. We have some people that have submitted that are beyond Cedar Rapids even. So it's really gaining some traction, and the students have been doing a knockout job. And again, just everything we do is driven by the students at any given time that say, this is a project that's important to us and we see it's important to the city. Let's make it happen.
Well, I think the title says it all, 5-Minute Film Festival.
So
short films, I guess we could insert a joke about our short attention spans.
There was a lot of reasons for why we chose 5 minutes, not the least of which we want to make it an event that encourages and inspires people to try their hand at filmmaking. So 5 minutes is a pretty easy thing for most people to grab a hold of and go with.
And you said that you have you solicited films to be looked at for mm-hmm. the festival. Mm-hmm. How many did you get?
Jackson, you want to talk to that? Oh, I think you've been kind of tracking with that.
Right now we have about, I want to say, close to 10 submissions.
Nice.
And I think our goal is about 20. So we're going to show those in, like, what was it, 10 to 15 minute increments. And then there's going to be time for like a Q&A and voting. And then at the end there's going to be like prizes and judging.
And we've got some pretty neat submissions. I think, mm-hmm. didn't we just get one from a 7-year-old?
Maybe. I didn't
see
that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So it's kind of neat.
It's pretty cool seeing how, like, a 7-year-old and then, like, full-grown adults have submitted all to the same project in the same event.
It's amazing what we are able to do with technology where a 7-year-old can make a film. Anna, what was it about this project that attracted your interest?
So last year I held an event with the neighborhood of Wellington Heights, and so we did a Halloween event, and that was really fun to just see the community engagement. And so I wanted to join this project to have another community outreach event. So you're
kind of new to the idea of filmmaking and film shows and things like that.
Yeah, I'd never been into that area before, but since joining the project, I took interest in like the speech films that have been done at the different high schools, and just looking at like videos differently, like, oh, that can be turned into something people want to watch. So,
Jackson, since you've kind of been in, you know, been coordinating the submissions and things like that. Now, we mentioned age. You've had films ranging from 7-year-olds who have submitted to adults. What are some of the topic areas?
You mean for the films?
Yeah.
We've had anywhere from like one about a mountain, like from Soko. There's one that was from like a doll. I can't remember some of them.
There was a wonderful kind of retro French, what do you call those, self-reflection pieces, black and white from back in the 50s and 60s.
The silent?
Yeah, well, it's not silent, okay. But it's done in French with captions. And it's really, these guys didn't understand it one bit.
Yeah, well, kind of wasn't, one isn't a foreign language.
But old man me, I was like, oh, I remember these kind of films from back in the
day. Oh, cinema verite and things
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, cinema verite. Thank you so much.
That's one of the neat things that was about the 5-Minute Film Festival when we started it and resurrecting it. It's happening in even in a bigger way, that there's this diversity of films that you come and you're going to just be exposed and experience so many different things. It's really interesting.
Now, there is a public event, the festival, where people can come and see it. Those watching on the video can see the poster, but for those listening on the radio, where and when is that, Anna?
It's March 16th, so not this Saturday, next Saturday. Well, I guess maybe it would be next this Saturday.
March 16th is
March
the important
16th,
part.
March 16th, yeah, at the CSPS building. And it's from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay. And so you'll show the films where will there be a jury process, or will people get it, you know, kind of pick their favorite? How's that work?
So we'll have audience voting, as well as we have celebrity judges that will be there as well. We have 3 celebrity judges that will be there that will cast their votes, as well as the audience will have a chance to vote.
Can you list
film.
The 3 of them and who they are?
Yes. So we have, well, I don't want to say it, pronounce their name wrong.
take a whack. Yeah, I promise they won't be mad.
Elizabeth Vaughn Presley, Christian Day, and
Sean Pryor
from the Confused Breakfast podcast.
Oh, nice.
So they're local celebrities and faces that you might have seen.
Yeah, Christian Day is a former Prairie student.
Who is now a filmmaker. He's been on the show before.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
So he and I are really close. And then Sean Pryor, believe it or not, accidentally got on board. And he also was one of my students Prairie back in the day. Elizabeth was not one of my students.
Jason mentioned that we've had entries from all over. Jackson, what's the farthest away? Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't think so. Most of the people who have submitted live in the area. Like, they're Cedar Rapids, they're students. There might be a couple coming from Iowa City, like film students.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure on that, though.
Jason, what are the special kind of skills and techniques to make a short film effective?
Those are the judging categories right there. You just, cinematography, editing, acting, lighting, sound composition, all those things go into a great film. One of the things is, in the film community, one of the little jokes is the magic happens in the edit. So you can have a great acting, you can have great music, but once it's all edited together, that's where it all happens. So those are some of the main things. And those are also, ironically, not ironically, the judging categories that people have the opportunity to judge the films on.
It's the 5-Minute Film Festival coming up on March 16th at CSPS. How do people get tickets?
You can go to CSPSHall.com. www.nexusentertainment.org and go to the event page and get tickets that way. Or you can go to nexusentertainmentarts.org and click on the 5-Minute Film Festival and access the tickets at that site.
And if you're lucky enough to find one of these really amazing posters that one of our students made, there's a QR code on them, too, that you can also reserve for tickets for the
day. Yeah, it is a great looking poster. Okay, well, before we go, so Anna and Jackson, since this is a school thing, tell me one thing you've learned in working on this event. Anna, you go first.
Okay, so I learned just how much goes into events. So my last event, we kind of piggybacked on another community event that was happening in the area, and we just made it bigger. But some of the stuff I didn't realize was the amount of, like, marketing that goes into it. Just all the different posters that have been made by Cole. And just how much you have to spread the word to have a new event.
Jackson, how about you?
That kind of similar to what Anna said, like, having to spread the word. Like, none of this would have happened unless myself and others, like, put in the effort and, like, tried to get people to help us and donate and give us time to do this event. And then, like, if we just, like, rolled over and didn't really try and get any help, then nothing really would have happened.
I'm glad you said that, Jackson, because I think one of my favorite parts about the projects and things at Iowa Big is learning that you can do amazing things now that matter and impact your community. You don't have to wait for 5 more years to get through a degree or things. If you've got the passion and the desire, you guys can do amazing things now. And you guys are doing it, man. You're really doing it.
To add to that, and Maddie nailed it. Like, I was driving here for this interview and thinking, it's taking eight people to make this come back to life. I mean, we've got Maddie and Riley who were on the project at first. We got Cole, Isaac, Jackson, and Anna who are here, Nate. And that doesn't even, you know, account for all the sponsors and people that have come behind it and said, this is important. So pretty cool.
Yeah. It's the 5-Minute Film Festival, CSPS Hall, on the 16th of March. You can go to cspshall.org for tickets. Or again, Jason, mention your Nexus website again.
nexusentertainmentarts.org.
All right. Well, good luck with it. I hope you get a bunch more entries and have a great time on the 16th. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
You can hear The Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30 or download the podcast. Watch or listen on your own schedule at kcck.org/culture or using your favorite podcast app. Our producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green, and I'll talk to you later.
You guys did a great job.
That was really good.